Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Hello and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this Friday. Friday, gotta get down on Friday, May 16th, 2025. I am Paul Gallant. This is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump aboard, 713-780-3776 to call to text. You heard it from Voice Guy himself. You can get after on YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Also, on TikTok now, I'm told. Hell yeah, at ESPN 97.5. And if you want to get in touch with the show on this very special edition of the show, you can get after me on Twitter @XatGallant says, Instagram @SportsGallant, and on Facebook, Paul Gallant Sports. You know what, guys? It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday out here at East River 9. Sure, a little cloudy, a little warm, a little humid, but definitely a fun day to go out, golf a little, and then watch the PGA Championship. Also, to my right, there's some very cool things that you could make a auction bid on as part of a silent auction for the American Cancer Society. What do I see? 2022 Houston Astros World Series plaque. An autographed Lionel Messi plaque featuring his first win with Inter Miami. A Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan plaque. A CJ Stroud one. Elvis Presley. Muhammad Ali and George Foreman from my what believe is the Thrilla in Manila. And on top of that, better than anything, an autographed Taylor Swift framed photo. How about that? I'm filibustering a little bit because the Astros lost last night. And I don't care how good Jacob DeGrom is supposed to be. The Astros offense featuring these bats should not be put in a pretzel by a 36-year-old pitcher coming off of Tommy John surgery. Nope. They're better than that. Zero runs. I get that DeGrom had help last night. There's Adolis Garcia making a diving grab. There's Evan Carter making a nice play on Isak Paredes and Jake Myers, respectively, in the fourth and the fifth inning. But, I mean, can we get a little more? So, if you want to do the advanced statistics side of things, if you're into this stuff, dorks, the 22 balls that Houston struck in playoff Jake DeGrom carried a 0.233, a 233 expected batting average. Average exit velocity of 90.7. I don't think that's good. And making matters worse, if you want just the bare bone stats, they had just 5 hits. Only one of them was for extra bases. It was a double by Victor Caratini. And just 3 runners reached second. No runners reached third. Your 2 through 5 hitters, Jose Altuve, Isak Paredes, Christian Walker, and Yainer Diaz were a combined 1 for 16. I get it. Jacob DeGrom, some of the best stuff you've ever seen. He's still 36. He should not be as good as he used to be. He shouldn't.
Oh, but Justin Verlander was really good at age 40.
Sure, fine. Maybe. Maybe. But on a night where Hunter Brown looks like Hunter Brown, you're wasting it. And okay, some people I'm sure enjoyed watching the pitcher's duels, but I'm not. I'm not enjoying watching these pitcher's duels. I said it going into tonight's game. I was thinking to myself, yesterday during the show, hey, it's cool that the Astros have maybe the best pitcher in baseball over the past year. Hunter Brown's ERA is only lower than Jacob DeGrom. He's throwing 96-mile-per-hour fastballs out there. He threw an effing knuckle curve. I didn't even know what that is, but Pitching Ninja said he threw a knuckle curve. But all of that's wasted and all that's spoiled when I'm looking at this Astros offense with names that I recognize, even without Yordan Alvarez and even without, obviously, Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. Like, you recognize some names in this lineup. That's all they can put together? That's it? And is that what the season is going to be? Are we just going to be waiting for the offense to show up? I don't know how many people have seen the movie Castaway starring Tom Hanks. That movie came out during a moment in time where everyone considered Tom Hanks to be the greatest actor alive. And the movie itself is pretty good. For those who don't know, Tom Hanks is, I forget if it was FedEx or UPS. I think it was FedEx. He is a FedEx delivery guy. He is on a delivery plane, and the plane, which is, I think, flying over the Pacific Ocean, eventually runs into trouble, crash lands, and somehow, some way, Tom Hanks survives, and he goes to shore. And the whole movie is about him trying to survive on his own. But he's waiting and waiting and waiting all this time for someone to come and save him. And I don't know who that person to come and save the Houston Astros offense is. It almost has to be, by default, Yordan Alvarez whenever he comes back from injury. But he's still not back from injury after his stint on the IL ended. Maybe tonight's the different night. But he's not back out there. And I just do not trust the Astros when they say, hey, he has a muscle strain in his hand. Okay, sure. He's not back yet. Should a muscle strain in your hand last this long? So here we are. We're just sitting here waiting for something to save the Astros offense, whether it's some of these guys playing up to the level of play they're capable of or some sort of trade at the trade deadline. And Yordan Alvarez coming back from injury does not count, Dana Brown. But in the meantime, we're just sitting here with a volleyball, and we're really into this volleyball, you know? We're so down bad, we are possibly having a off-screen sexual relationship with the volleyball like I'm pretty sure Tom Hanks' character did in Castaway. Oh, what, you don't think he was doing anything out there? He probably started after a while, after enough scurvy, he probably thought that volleyball looked like Sydney Sweeney. After a while, so strong, powerful, independent woman, like he respected her. But that volleyball, I mean, yeah, there was blood on it. I don't want to know what else was on it. And, you know, Tom Hanks is probably making out with that volleyball. And here we are. We're just sitting here making out with a volleyball, waiting for the Astros offense to show up. I'm not a fan of this. I don't like this kind of thing. F pitchers duels. Your best pitcher had a great outing, and you couldn't do anything against a pitcher that, I get it, he's Jacob DeGrom. But he is not that Jacob DeGrom. He is this Jacob DeGrom, which is slightly less than that Jacob DeGrom. I'm a scientist. In a baseball mind, you know this. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Alon Anything Friday. You can ask me any question. I will work it into the show. Some comments on the struggling offense. From the 832, this is what happens when your kidding coaches try to get all of the hitters to pull the ball to take advantage of the Crawford boxes. Once they are away from Daikin, pitchers like DeGrom will feast with that pinpoint outside corner location. Well, this is a lineup that features pretty much all right-handed hitters, so you don't blame them for that, and maybe that's why there's such splits between their performance at home and on the road. But, yeah, not a lot of lefties in this lineup. I think, you know, off the top of my head, and listen, you know, I don't see hand preference, just like I don't see color. But I believe it's just one guy in the Astros lineup that's a lefty with Yordan Alvarez out. So that doesn't help either. I would imagine it makes it pretty easy for a pitcher to settle into a groove when you're going up against the same kind of hitter every single time that someone comes into the batter's box. From the 409, it'll take more than Yordan Alvarez. I'm with you there. More questions. From the 409, do you think it's time to fire the hitting coach and find somebody new? This has not just been this year's problem. It's a good point. And some article that we read about Alex Bregman, his tenure with the Red Sox to this point, suggests that they have gotten a little stale with their approach. With Alex Bregman, who always wants to get better, they were, it seems like, not giving him whatever the Red Sox offered to potentially fix his swing. So things to keep in mind, that. And on Monday, after this four-game series is done between the Astros and Rangers, we will ask Jeremy Booth, who's going to join us, if there needs to be a move when it comes to the hitting coach. The Mariners have made a hitting coach move last year, at least to open the season, their offense was better. And the Rangers, their hitting is not that much better, but they fired their hitting coach already this season. 713-780-3776 to call up the text on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Ooh, a couple of interesting questions on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. From the 832, Paul, given the proper training and practice, do you think you could get one hit against a major league pitcher? So I stopped playing baseball when I was 15. It was going into my sophomore year of high school. And I stopped playing because, one, I was a late bloomer. I was basically like 5'1" my freshman and sophomore year, and I was dealing with Osgood Slaughter's disease, so I couldn't run. It wasn't fast, and I wasn't strong enough to turn a baseball bat around. So I stopped playing. I gave up. I honestly wish I had played a little bit longer, but something that happened, I became a little scared of the baseball because I kept on getting hit in the head by it by our pitching coach who was throwing at me for sport in practice. I'm going to leave his name to the side, but this is a guy who used to hold a major league record. More details I could probably give off the air about that experience. But I became scared of the ball. I don't think I could ever get into a batter's box now and not crap my pants every single time somebody throws a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. So I would say no to that one. Another one on an Ask Gallant Editing Friday from the 281. Who has a better season, Shador Sanders or J.J. McCarthy? So, Sanders is with the Browns. Honestly, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you who his best receiver is. Do they still have Amari? They don't have Amari Cooper. Do they still have Jerry Jeudy? Like, seriously, I don't know who their number one wide receiver is at this moment in time. So, I also don't know that Sanders is going to get reps as the number one quarterback early on. Like, Dylan Raiola, not Dylan Raiola. I keep on forgetting his name.
Dylan Gabriel.
Thank you very much, AJ, back at Mission Control. Dylan Gabriel, he's the guy that's getting the first reps as a rookie quarterback. I don't know that Sanders is going to get those reps because it does feel like Stefanski and their GM, Andrew Berry, do not want to give him that opportunity right away. Now, say those guys get canned in the middle of the year, which would be crazy because Stefanski's, a two-time coach of the year? Maybe then Sanders gets in and the Browns ownership like really takes over. But I think just because McCarthy's going to play and he has Kevin O'Connell as his coach, I think it's J.J. McCarthy. You want to chime in on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Also on Facebook at Paul Gallant Sports, on X at Gallant Says. Up next, the biggest problem for the Astros right now, in addition to their struggling bats, it's part of the struggling bats problem. Would it be this one if this guy we put on a pedestal had gotten his way back in the day? You're going to hear a crazy story that's going to make you think differently about someone we put on a pedestal. Paul Galancho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stick around. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at risehealth.com. R-I-I-Z-E health.com. You want to rise up, rise up. It's Friday. I mean, we're all looking to have a little fun this weekend, I would think. And say you and your significant other, things aren't working so well these days. Well, how about this? You got to try the Rise Reds Max. What the hell are those? You might be asking. Well, Rise Max is a revolutionary, rapid-enhanced dissolving strip combining sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for superior sexual performance. Boing! It's basically a strip. It's discreet, so it fits in a condom-sized package. Put it under your tongue. 5 minutes. Good to go. Slim, discreet packaging. Doesn't melt. It works on a full stomach. It's not a pill, doesn't get crushed in your pocket, you don't need any water, and this thing gets going right away. Sildenafil, tadalafil, oxytocin, the Rise Reds Max is reinventing the game when it comes to getting back in the game. Don't wait. Go online to risehealth.com, talk to a physician for 5 minutes, and guess what? Enter promo code 975. You'll get 25% off your first order. Again, promo code 975. Rise up with risehealth.com.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
The biggest problem with the Astros' bats right now, I don't know why I said it like that, right now, it's either Jose Altuve is slumping or this is what Jose Altuve is right now. I choose to believe the former because the latter is heresy. Heretic. Blasphemy. But since April 9th, Jose Altuve is batting .214. He is slugging .291 and has an OPS of .547. That's a month plus. Just 7 extra base hits, just 1 homer, 6 doubles in 30 games and 117 at-bats, 21 strikeouts to 7 walks. And if you want to see even worse numbers for Jose Altuve, since May 1st, Altuve is hitting .191, he's slugging .255, and has an OPS of .480. He has just 3 extra base hits since the beginning of the month, 0 homers, 3 doubles, in 12 games and 47 at-bats, 8 strikeouts to 2 walks. So none of us are going to call out Jose Altuve. He's going to figure it out. Because, again, if you were to call out the greatest baseball player in Houston sports history, no offense to Nolan Ryan and any other ones that you might throw out there, it's not close. He won 2 titles for you. He's won an MVP. He's been there this entire run, and he was even good when the Astros stunk back in 2014. But at what point are we going to start giving him the side eye and wonder about moving him down in the order? I don't know the answer to that. I hope this is something that we will laugh at in weeks or months, but can't deny it. It's not just a couple of weeks. It's now a full month of game action. It is now a little under a fifth of the season. He's really struggling. This is Alex Bregman at the beginning of the year kind of numbers. Is he going to figure it out? You know, you look at Alex Bregman and how well he's playing in Boston right now and how he's credited that the Red Sox came to him with a different approach that he could take to get better, brought up some of the bad habits that he had. Just think about that. Shouldn't they be giving that to Jose Altuve as well? Maybe that's not happening. And it's a tricky thing to do, I would imagine, if you are an Astros hitting coach and Alex Bregman's here or Jose Altuve's here. But you got to find what's wrong with these guys' swings so that they can get better, even if they are a future Hall of Famer, in the case of Altuve, or a respected player in the way Alex Bregman was. That's your job. So I think there's going to be more and more pressure on the Astros hitting coach. That's the fall guy, certainly before Altuve, but the Altuve numbers, yikes. By the way, we put this guy on a pedestal, and I mean, I did it to a very goofy degree. I remember when I was writing for Sports Map after the flagship took me out back for the late Fred Fowler, RIP Fred. I wrote an article, and I went online. I became an ordained minister for Jeff Luno and for the amazing trades that he had pulled off. It's like, well, this is the church of Jeff Luno. Yeah, I think of the high trade minister or something like that. Like, you could just register for any church online. There's a lot of us that look at Jeff Luno, especially with the Jim Crane, Jeff Bagwell, Astros Letterman Jacket Society era of bad decision making. And then you maybe didn't like James Click, who actually had his moments as GM, and you put the past on a pedestal. You're nostalgic. But did you know that Jeff Luno tried to trade Jose Altuve? This is courtesy of a former general manager of the Kansas City Royals. He said this on a podcast with Eric Hosmer. Think about a trade. We were in Houston, said the ex-Royals GM, in 2013, and I got a call from Jeff Luno. I was sitting at the Starbucks coffee, and he said, I got a deal for you. I'll trade you Altuve for Eric Hosmer. This is an Eric Hosmer podcast. So Hosmer says, is that real? The ex-Royals GM said, yes, it's real. Hosmer said, you're an idiot. So Luno was shopping Altuve around. Obviously, Altuve is one of those players where who could have known that he would become this guy, especially at that level. And I would say that for a lot of prospects who get traded and end up being good in other places. You never know. You know, talk about Jeff Bagwell. I know growing up in Boston, a lot of people had regrets over the Red Sox trading Bagwell for nothing. But at the time, did you know Bagwell would turn into Jeff Bagwell, a future Hall of Famer? You don't know that in the moment. Yordan Alvarez, do you think the Dodgers knew that he would be Yordan Alvarez? No. This stuff happens. But that would have been wild. I mean, where would the Astros be had they traded Altuve for Eric Hosmer? Oh, man, in 2013 as well. Oh. Yeah, I mean, we probably wouldn't be talking baseball, period. Because, I mean, we're talking baseball because the Astros are, slash were, in the eyes of some, a dynasty. But I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. From the 215. Paul, are you going to the Metallica concert next month? Pantera's going to be there. I have gained a little appreciation in the years since that person at Down the Street threatened to fight me when I asked who the bleep put this on the Touch Tunes, because someone put on Respect. It's like Sunday, we're vibing, listen to good music, and this lady starts playing, or this guy starts playing, hey, fuck, I hate that. Absolutely hate that song. What else do we have here? Talking about the Astros offense in the last segment and their struggles. King of Twitch, baseball guy, says that wasn't a struggling offense last night. That was a damn good pitching performance. You're right, it was a damn good pitching performance, but I refuse to look at it like that. I'm just going to keep focusing on the struggling offense. I get that Jacob DeGrom's good. I get that Hunter Brown is really good. Both of them are really good to great pitchers, right? But the offense was just getting stuffed in a locker. Fake Tony Stark brought up, DeGrom owns the righties. The Astros have like two lefties, so yeah, he killed them last night. At least we're not the Rockies. Yikes. Yikes. For that phase already. What else do we have here on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday? From the 281. Ooh. If you had to choose one host or producer at 97.5 to fight in an MMA-style fight for 1 3-minute round, winner keeps their job, who do you choose? So are they fighting for me or are they hiding for you? Gotta be honest, I'm the only person that I trust in this setting, but I've never done MMA. I've just gotten in stupid, possibly intoxicated fist fights while younger. I'm not trusting what we got. I think BMAC could do well. BMAC's probably got the most size. Like, he's tall, a lot of mass. If I'm not picking myself, but and listen, he does. I think he has been a referee before for fights, so maybe it should be BMAC. The more that I think about it, but that's my answer for that. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. That's how you get in, the most interactive sports talk show in town. Up next, there is a new Houston Rockets rumor about what they could do this offseason. Are you willing to part with this player? Paul Gallant Show, stay put.
Locked in with the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776. Texting is probably going to work a little bit better today. here live at East River 9. Somewhat hazy day, a little warm, but there's lots of people here. We're watching the PGA Championship. And if you want to do a little golf or play a little pickleball, you know how to do it. There's also a silent auction for the American Cancer Society with some pretty cool things that you could potentially hang up in your man cave. Or if your lady lets you, and or a partner, significant other, maybe in the main room. I've been told that my place is a tad sophomoric, if not juvenile, whatever. Haters gonna hate. Be a child as long as you can. Man-child for life. So, we don't know what the Houston Rockets are going to do this offseason, but we do have some more rumors about what the Rockets could theoretically do. For those who are annoyed by these stories already, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. These get ratings. The NBA offseason is a bigger deal than the NBA regular season. But here's the latest. This comes from Pro Basketball Talk. Per Kurt Heelan, the Houston Rockets would be open to trading Alperen Şengün in a package for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Huh? I love how that's a report. They'd be open. It's a one-word report. The interesting thing is here, where is this coming from? Is this coming from people who are actually inside the Rockets organization? Because why would you leak that? You're open to moving Alperen Şengün. Don't you want to give yourself the best leverage possible? Or is that somebody's guess? Is that another NBA executive or scout or someone who's familiar with Rafael Stone, Ime Udoka's line of thinking? Is that somebody else that's speculating? Because if you are speculating from outside, yeah, it makes sense that the Rockets would think about it. He's got a lot of potential. Who knows how close he is to his ceiling? He could be Nikola Jokic someday. Jokic took a while to become what he became. But at the same time, he might not. Is the stock going to continue to go up? I have questions about his ability to get into better shape, his ability to get stronger. I know he's young, but I wonder, and I think it's fair to wonder about that. I don't have the same kind of issues that with the benefit of hindsight that I would about James Harden and his off-the-court habits and stuff like that, but when it comes to Alperen Şengün, I don't know. He needs to get stronger. I think that will help him with the touch underneath that he didn't seem to have this past season, but I also think he needs to be in a little bit better shape so he can play more minutes and actually give it the same kind of effort on defense and offense that Ime Udoka is looking for, and specifically just having a little bit more energy, some more strength in his legs so that he's not front ironing or missing some of those free throws. I would imagine that the effort on defense is giving him some dead legs, and that's probably one of the reasons his offense was so weird this past season. More Houston Rockets off-season rumors. Virginia Buttonweed says this is a way of getting other teams to call about Şengün. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know that the Rockets are looking to move him. If I were to move Şengün, if I'm in Rafael Stone's shoes, Ime Udoka's shoes, this is the only guy I am thinking about moving Alperen Şengün for. Literally the only one. More, this is from The Athletic's Sam Vicenzi. The Rockets are seen by league sources as a team that will be interested in Giannis Antetokounmpo if he comes available. Oh, what a shocker. Don't you love some of these reports and rumors? The Rockets will probably be interested in acquiring one of the best players in the NBA who single-handedly brought a team that hadn't won a championship in years to a title. That's in a non-traditional power market. That's in a mid-market. Wow. But this report slash blurb, whatever you want to call it, from Sam Vicenzi suggests that the Rockets have a better amount of assets to give up than the Spurs do. A little bit of a dismissal of Stephon Castle, whose league-wide value amongst other teams is mixed. But the number two pick does certainly help the Spurs out. One last tidbit. A blurb per The Athletic. Kevin Durant is very interested
in a trade to the Rockets. God, all these reports, they feature one word, two words. The Rockets open to trading Alperen Şengün to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. Durant, very interested in a trade to the Rockets. Rockets, seen by league sources as a team that will be interested in Giannis if he comes available. You want to jump in on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday? You know how to do it. 713-780-3776 to text the HRNP listener line. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. Also on X at Gallant Says. On Instagram at Sports Gallant. And on Facebook at Paul Gallant Sports. Another question. This one's insulting. This is an insult. I'm enraged that I got this. Paul, tell me where you grew up, New York or New Jersey? As if. Boston. South of Southie. I did used to go every single summer to Ocean City, New Jersey. It's on the South Jersey Shore. My mom's from Philadelphia originally. It's very nice. It's also a dry county. And it's right across basically the water from Atlantic City, which is a little crappy Las Vegas. It's like a better gold version of Lake Charles, though. No offense to Lake Charles. More comments. This is about the Astros and their offense. 409 Josh texted in, when Altuve was performing early in his career, but before he became Altuve, I thought they were going to trade him. He was so good in 2014. It did stand to reason that they might do it. I mean, we didn't know what Jim Crane was going to be as an owner. We had no idea. We didn't know that he was going to be aggressive. We didn't know that he was going to want to win. And when you got a guy like that who's leading the league in hits and leading the league in stolen bases, do you trade him for more prospects? Thankfully, they didn't. And I think that's more credit to Jeff Luhnow on that front. But, yeah, there was certainly a time where I think we were all wondering, all right, what the hell are they going to be under this guy? Who moved to the American League so that he could buy the team for less. That was the thing that happened. Another text. Got to give Adolis Garcia some respect. Dude was exactly where he needed to be all night. Yeah, made a nice defensive play. Adolis Garcia is an Astros killer. He didn't hit the home run. Jake Berger did. But Adolis Garcia, he owns the Astros. There's no denying it. You can make fun of his large head that often gets photoshopped online. You can say that he has a bit of a temper, which we all remember from the 2023 ALCS. Can't believe Brian Abreu got suspended for him freaking out. But the guy has always done well against the Astros, and this is going way back. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975, it's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube. I said those already. Up next, everyone's a little down, huh? The Rockets hit a ceiling, maybe. The Astros obviously struggling at the plate. Do we need a little deep steel blue pill in our life? But first, a question from Keith. Keith, on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, 713-780-3776. Where are we going this time?
Hey, Paul, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Keith. What's up?
All right, here's my question. Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Would you rather be one of the 500 contestants in Squid Game or one of the 100 men versus the Silverback Gorilla?
Ooh. Definitely the latter. Definitely fighting the gorilla. Now, I'm of the belief that the way this has been constructed, the 100 men versus gorilla, is that all 100 men go after the gorilla at once. But if it's one-on-one, yeah, it's probably not going to go so well. But at the very least, I'd be in control. And if I win, I win. Meanwhile, in Squid Games, I mean, there's so many people. What is it, 100? Is it more than that? And I will die. I mean, at least against the gorilla, I might break a leg and the gorilla might just leave me off to the side. He might not necessarily kill me. I don't know if I'm getting a prize after fighting the gorilla outside of just being really cool and be like, hey, he's the guy who took down a gorilla. But I don't know. I saw a video that went viral the other day, and it was of a gorilla like running away from other gorillas, and he looked kind of like a bitch. So I'm choosing that, not calling gorillas bitches, guys. I'm not. Okay. Although, I mean, you know, if you were such great sapiens, I mean, I don't know, eat meat, vegetarians, and I don't know, evolve to become the apex species of our planet, noobs. But I'm taking that. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I mean, what am I going to win? A bunch of yen or whatever the hell that they were giving out? I mean, what's the exchange rate? What's the exchange rate on what the guys are winning in Squid Games? Bunch of Korean money? No offense to the fine people of South Korea, but nope. I'm gonna need a stronger reward. Perhaps gold, like all those commercials we have during the commercial breaks. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're live at East River 9. Up next, interesting Texans tidbits, and we'll get you going because you know what? Houston's a football town again with a beautiful song that is maybe the greatest thing I've ever heard. Stay put.
You're listening to The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's Paul Gallant.
Watching the PGA Championship. Saw a guy throw his club into the water. His putter. Hell yeah, love it. I've broken a club while golfing before. My friends were freaked out. Thought I was a crazy person, and it was then in that moment that I realized I don't really like golf. It's kind of expensive and I suck at it. I always say that I've mastered golf because it triggers people that golf a lot, like a real golf head, like, and people that talk about golf all the time, is if it's your identity, miss me, don't care.
Oh, what's your handicap?
Oh, you're not good enough to be a pro? No one cares.
Paul, people could say that about your flag football skills. Your high school football career,
listen, it's different, okay? I'm a star, I kid. But, yeah, that's where I stopped golfing. It's been a while. But if you want to golf, come out here. 9 holes, par 3. It's my kind of golf. Not a lot of walking. Not too long playing. You know, golf rounds that take 4.5 hours are a little bit of a adventure, especially if you've had a few cocktails. But anyway, I saw something very depressing in the commercial break as far as the Astros. They lost 1-0 last night to the Texas Rangers in a pitcher's duel. Hunter Brown was great, but he allowed a home run. Jacob DeGrom was better. Astros just had 5 hits. Jose Altuve is a big part of the Astros' struggles over the last month. His numbers, read them earlier in the show, very bad, but this depressed me in the commercial break. Christian Walker in 158 at-bats, a .203 batting average, a .274 on-base percentage, a .335 slugging percentage, 4 homers, 15 runs batted in, and 32 hits. Meanwhile, John Singleton in 158 bats last year, .234 batting average, a .321 on-base percentage, 386 slugging percentage, 4 home, 22 runs batted in, 30 hits. He draws walks, which certainly helps. You're paying Christian Walker $20 million. You paid John Singleton $850,000. I mean, Walker's been a failure to this point, and it is looking a little bit Jose Abreu-esque. Alas, earwax. So I'm going to need something to get me up. Can I get a deep steel blue pill?
Little blue pills can take 30 minutes to get you ready for excitement.
So that's why we're giving you a big, deep steel blue pill.
You take the blue pill, believe whatever you want.
Get it up for the Texans and take the deep steel blue pill.
And by the way, she'll like it too.
Texans swarm. Guys, I just heard the new song of the summer. It's on Instagram, and I think that you guys are going to like it too. Now listen, CJ Stroud, he struggled last year, and the offensive line in front of him,
not so good. His offensive coordinator, not so good. But a lot of people still believe in him. Did his offensive line get fixed this offseason? I don't know. Did his offensive coordinator situation get fixed this offseason? I don't know. They brought in Nick Haley. But this song is going to have you feeling right as rain, because it's going to tell you about the journey to get to where we are now.
David Carr was such a bust. Rosenfels could earn no trust. Matchup made me want to scream. Throwing to the other team. Fitzmagic's just stopping through. Hoyer's bald, what can he do? Osweiler, why pay him out? What an awful QB drought. Keenum's 0-8. Got Tyrod too late. We're screwed. Oh well. Watson likes to creep. Who can save us from this sleep?
Yes! It's CJ Stroud out here winning playoff games. Took the whole team by the reins. Throwing dives with perfect aim. It's CJ Stroud. Yeah, he's the best quarterback. Throwing in and out of sacks. Texans need to pay him stacks. It's CJ Stroud. Owns the Titans, Colts, and Jags. When he unleashes his bag, I don't even mean to brag. It's CJ Stroud. Yeah, this year he's popping off. There's no way you're gonna stop him. Whoa, but this Sunday night, do it all again. This Sunday night.
All right, AJ, you can pop it down. Are you excited for Texans football this season? Let's go. I mean, it is a Katy Perry song. And has Katy Perry been canceled? I think Katy Perry's been on a pity party after people weren't worshiping her as the first female astronaut after she took an orbit ride. She was saying that people think I'm the most hated person on the internet. I don't think that's true. She said it just like that, by the way. So maybe the Katy Perry choice, not the best choice for a song, but I don't know, that was catchy. It was family friendly. He wasn't trying to do something he's not. He wasn't trying to sing like he's made. Like, I try to sing, and I know I'm not that good of a singer, but it's about the passion. It's about the belief in yourself. It's about going out there and doing your best at karaoke. You know? You gotta try. You gotta try hard. You gotta fight hard. From the 713, a texter says, yeah, he definitely made that before last year. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he made it this offseason. All I know is this is the first time I saw it. Which means that somebody, possibly an aggregator, may have re-aggregated something that had once been aggregated. Oh, what's an aggregator? That is the people online who find a lot of things online that wouldn't be found if not for them. Like, they're great at doing research online and finding random stuff. But then they often, like, end up getting a bigger following than the people that are putting the creative content together. And me, as an artist, as a star, sometimes I take issue with that. Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text, and YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. You can also get after me on Instagram at SportsGallant, Facebook.com/PaulGallantSports, and on X at Gallant Says. In the last segment, I said that I would rather be one of 100 to fight a gorilla instead of being in the Squid Games with the possibility of certain death being likely. I mean, you're likely going to die here. A texter says 46 billion won is equivalent to 33 million U.S. dollars. Jeez, that's annoying. How's the cash work for that? If you win Squid Game, Ji-hun won it season one. He came back for season two. He had all that cash on a bed, and I was like, wait a second, so this lasted as long as it did for him? It can be done, $0, if you escape the gorilla alive. Yeah, but I don't think I'm devious enough to backstab people to get that far, and I get that Ji-hun got as far as he did by, like, being a good dude, but I don't know, I feel like most seasons of Squid Game, like, the guy who was the good dude, who was also the good player, would probably get stabbed in the back by some of the monsters that are on that show. No? That's at least how I feel. So I would probably... And listen, you can't put a price on this little thing that we like to call life. You just can't. You just can't. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. OTR Sean says, that song made my stomach hurt. Come on. The song was good. You know, they were talking about what we've been through with quarterbacks here before we got C.J. Stroud. You want to jump in, you know how to do it. Is the Astros offense ever going to wake up, or are we still going to be waiting on an island like we're Tom Hanks and Castaway all season long? You answer that. If you want to weigh in on their struggles at the plate, whether it's Altuve or Christian Walker, that's on the table. And the latest Rockets rumors about how they'd be willing to move Alperen Şengün for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Stay with us. We're at East River 9. Come out and hang out with us on an Ask Alon Anything Friday.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.